From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. In the mountains of eastern Afghanistan today, U.S. warplanes launched airstrikes several times an hour on al-Qaeda positions in the Tora Bora region. Fighting continued a day after Afghan guerrillas launched a new assault on the besieged al-Qaeda fighters. After keeping journalists away from the battleground for several days, the Afghans invited reporters up to Tora Bora to take a closer look at the fight against al-Qaeda. NPR's Ivan Watson was among them and joins us now. Describe the situation, Ivan, for us today. What did you see?
You know, American warplanes were pounding repeatedly the eastern rim of Tora Bora. It's a succession of neighboring peaks that were being hit several times an hour. In addition to that, Afghan artillery as well as tank cannons were hitting the same peaks over and over again. Now, we're getting all of our information about the military situation here from Afghan commanders on the ground. They say that there are more than 120 al-Qaeda fighters behind those mountain peaks on the eastern rim. They're trying to push them back with this bombing. And they say that the escape route to the Pakistani border, which is close by, that they have blocked that with extra Afghan guerrillas. If we can take these words as fact, then it appears that Osama bin Laden's men are surrounded and that their room to maneuver is shrinking, perhaps by the hour.
We keep hearing reports of more and more American and now British Special Forces troops in that region. Are you seeing these people?
No, but the foreign troops here, the Americans, try to keep a very low profile. But in fact, you do see them almost on a daily basis. They cover their faces, they wear Afghan cloaks, and there are also many reports of American commandos in battle fatigues wearing helmets, at least 50 of them up in the mountains. The Afghans insist that all these Americans are doing is helping coordinate airstrikes and that they're not engaging in direct battle. And tonight, we heard for the first time in the past 2 weeks, helicopters landing at Jalalabad Airport. That is 25 miles away from Tora Bora. There have also been helicopters reported landing in and around Tora Bora. So the presence here exists, and the Americans and perhaps also the British are engaging in this military operation.
Ivan, it's an impossible question, I suppose, to answer, but what kind of speculation are you hearing about how much longer the al-Qaeda forces could stay up there?
It has to be said that they are resisting despite these punishing bombardments coming from the American warplanes. There was an exchange between a CNN reporter on a shortwave radio with al-Qaeda fighters in Arabic. When asked, would you fight to the death, the al-Qaeda fighters responded, it doesn't matter, we've already won in the end. When asked, do you have enough food and water and medicine, they said, Allah provides.
Thank you, Ivan, for talking with us.
Thank you, Noah.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking with us from the Tora Bora region in eastern Afghanistan.